when I was a young teenager growing up in Dublin. And because in the mornings going to school, people on the bus were always discussing the previous morning's, or indeed that morning's, column, Cruiskeen Lawn, and they would quote it, and I eventually decided I got to find out who this is. So I used to get the paper and read it. And that was my very beginning of my interest in him. And then when I became an actor, I mean, I was a child actor, so I hung out with a lot of people like Brendan Behan. I was in Brendan Behan's first play. The first two plays he wrote were radio plays, and I happened to be in those. And he used to talk about Brian Nolan or Flann O'Brien or Miles Na Coppaleen. So it was always somebody. I didn't believe that he existed. I thought this was written by some journalist. But then, when I was 19, I was coming down Merrion Avenue one day with a wonderful old Irish actor, Arthur O'Sullivan. And across the road, we saw this man. And he said to me, "That's Brian Nolan." And I said, "Who's Brian Nolan?" And he said, "You know, Flann O'Brien, Cruiskeen Lawn." I said, "Yeah." So we went across the road and we met him. He didn't say very much. He was very dour. It was a warm day, but he was dressed in a heavy overcoat, and he was heading down towards the sea. And after we'd exchanged pleasantries, Archie said to me as we walked up the road, he said, "I don't know why he's going down there." He said, "There's no pubs down there." So that's when the whole thing about Flann O'Brien, who liked to drop. And then, of course, I read everything I could get, and then I was very lucky as time went by to be asked to read some of his work, initially for the BBC. And I have all his books, and, you know, I've read all that I can about him. And he's a fascinating man, an amazing sense of humor, with also a very wry, bitter touch to it as well. Yeah, so I guess he's someone I've always been aware of. I mean, he's much revered in Ireland, but obviously I think he grew up in the shadow of Joyce and Beckett. And I think he was very... It seems to me, from my reading of him, that he was very influenced by Joyce, and a lot of the sort of kind of parallel in their styles. And it's hard to know, you know, what would have happened to him if he had left Ireland and went abroad and, you know, pursued his career. But it was one of those times in Ireland when I guess there wasn't enough money to be made from writing. And indeed, in those times, when I was a child actor, there were many actors, wonderful actors that I worked with, who were architects, civil servants, worked in various other companies. They were called semi-pros because there really wasn't enough work for an actor to say, "I'm a full-time actor." And I remember as a young kid, when I was quite determined I was going to be an actor, I thought, "I want to be an actor full-time. I want to make my living from this." But seeing around me how difficult it is, how am I going to achieve it? So I think he was caught up in that he had, you know, part of the conditioning of growing up in Ireland then was to have the permanent pensionable job. And everybody said, "You can't be an actor, you can't be a writer, because there's no pension at the end of it." And he was a civil servant, and I think part of his conditioning was there was the job that he did, and there was also the pension at the end of it. And maybe some of the energy that could have gone into his writing went into him being quite a high-flying, important civil servant. So maybe he lacked the courage of his convictions, I don't know. But, I mean, I've got great affection for him, for his writing. But reading about his life and hearing what I used to hear about him as I grew up, it just seemed to me that he was a sad man. And it kind of saddens me to think that somebody with that much talent didn't actually seem to have acquired his own approval, which I think is very important in the creative world, which, of course, James Joyce did in no uncertain way, and indeed Beckett as well. They had a kind of arrogance that I think Brian Nolan didn't have. I think he was quite a gentle, shy man. And maybe that's why he used the booze to, you know, create this little armor-plated suit around him. Well, I love The Third Policeman. I mean, when I read it first, I was quite young. I didn't quite understand it, but I knew that there's a huge amount in it. I've read it many times since. It has a kind of universality about it. It isn't just about, you know, these people in Ireland. It's telling us a lot, I think, about the human condition. And the characters are wonderful. And I think I've seen it done on stage, and it, you know, it works very well as a play. Hugh Leonard did a wonderful adaptation of it, but it's open to many interpretations. And I just like when I read it, the characterizations I have given are actual people that I knew. Some of them I respected and liked, and some I disliked intensely. Namely Christian Brothers, who attempted to educate me when they went beating the shit out of me. So this is my revenge.